Okay, let's do this. Can you hear me? Does this thing work? Is it on? Am I streaming? Can you hear me? I hope so, because I'm in comm and I'm waiting for you to say, "We can hear you, Tobe." Yes, it's me, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tobe. And it's currently sometime after 1930 UTC. If you need a more accurate time assessment, I would say consult your local chronometer. It might be a clock on your wall. It might be an expensive watch on your wrist. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's really late here. It's, I don't know, dark 30 a.m.? I don't even know. The most important thing is that I have dice, and I have my two dice that have skull and crossbones on them instead of a one. And I have to roll them right now to put them in my dice cup. And I roll them and I got a 3 and a 4. What is that significant of? Well, nothing at this point. I'm trying to see what the gods of luck feel like these days. So we're going to go to the next dice, and the next dice are regular fruit machine dice. They look like little slot machine reels. You've probably seen them. They got fruit on them. I like them. Lemons and cherries and bells and bars and plum. Now we roll these dice. Doop, doop, doop. Cherry, cherry, orange. Okay, good to know. Am I seeing any significant patterns? No. Now we put in the last bunch of dice. And the last bunch of dice are the fish prawn crab dice, because they have pictures of a fish and a prawn and a crab and a rooster and a gourd and a coin. How many is that? 6? Better be. Put them in the dice cup. And what do we get? 2 coins, a fish, a rooster, and a crab. Okay. Well, if I was psychic or magic, I would say that that's telling me to do something, but I can't really read the pattern. There's a lot of red, and there's 2 numbers, that 4 and the 3. You might be asking yourself, Tobe, why do you need to roll these dice in this manner at this time at, what is it? It's way after midnight local. I don't even know what time it is. Which isn't, you know, that surprising, really. Okay. But I wanted to roll these dice to see if anything would happen, like all the dice would come up one thing, or something bizarre would happen that would indicate that I'm in a particularly lucky mode. Now, why do I need to be lucky? Well, why does anybody need to be lucky? But for me, I'm concerned about my luck only because I got a lottery ticket. A scratch-off $1 lottery ticket. And I didn't buy this lottery ticket. Not that I'm adverse to gambling or lottery tickets. And I actually kind of like scratch-off lottery tickets because I like to scratch off the stuff. I can't explain it. You might understand, you might not. You're thinking, oh, Tobe, he's a nut. Or you might be thinking, oh, yeah, Tobe, you're awesome. Because I also think scratching off the stuff off a scratch-off lottery ticket, it's a pretty fun thing to do. And I'll do that even if it's not a lottery ticket. If you could just give me something, you know, I'd read a book if I had to scratch every single word off. Just, you know, give me every page and I'll get like a quarter and just the, okay, bear, went, over, the, mountain. Okay. It might, you know, take a while to read a book, but That's not the point. The point of having something like that, again, is to scratch the stuff off. Not that I don't like to read. I do like to read. It's just that books are expensive, and I've read every book I own about 7 times on average, I think would be my best estimate. But this is not a literary show, and we're not here to talk about the books I've read. We're here to talk about scratching things. The other important thing you need to know about me is that I may or may not have a disease, or whatever you want to call it, called mastocytosis. Mastocytosis is when your body produces too many mast cells. Pardon me. What's a mast cell? Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I didn't even go to medical school. I'm just a guy. But you can look this up wherever you feel like. A mast cell has something to do with, I don't remember, alerting your body to science, and there's medical words, and they're really long. And then there's more science, and there's basically your mast cells detect allergens, and my body produces a lot of mast cells, and I have way too many of them, and so my body thinks it's allergic to everything, which means I don't get to eat dairy or wheat. I don't get to eat poison ivy or cat dander. No. I have a cat. Some of these symptoms are worse than others, but yeah, I can't really drink milk or eat ice cream, which kind of pisses me off sometimes. I can't eat pizza, which pisses me off. No bread. But sometimes I eat all this stuff anyway, and it just makes me sick for a while, which is not fun. But the worst part of it is, or at least the worst symptom I have of my mastocytosis, is I get hot very easily. And if I get too hot, I basically go into heat stroke. And when I say too hot, I mean like if I go outside, if it's over 70 degrees. So I'm pretty much housebound all the time. And when I do get hot, I start to break out in hives. And I itch like crazy. It's like having 1,000 bee stings all over my body, and it burns, and then anaphylaxis sets in, and then I don't really remember what happens after that, because I usually then wake up in a hospital emergency room running around 50 miles an hour trying to find something to fight or run away from, or I have to go to the bathroom because, you know, they jab you with that EpiPen, right? The epinephrine, ka-jam, and then you're like, gah! And it makes you want to pee, or it makes you want to fight. You know, it's the fight or flight. And so every time that happens, I'm like, okay, somebody give me a bear. I'll either run away from it or I'll kick its ass. However, they do not allow bears in hospitals. I know, I've attended hospitals. I'm always looking for bears. There never are any there. But the dice tell me today that I'm probably not very lucky. And that in turn means that I'm not gonna scratch off this lottery ticket at this time. And I know you were thinking, but Tobe, we wanted to listen to you scratch off a lottery ticket. What if we miss you becoming a bajillionaire? Oh, you won't miss it. I'll be sure to tell everyone. In calm, of course, where I hope everyone else is listening to this at this time. If you're wondering where I am, I'm sitting in my personal control room. There's lots of knobs and buttons to push, and plus my phone. I actually have a phone, a landline, I mean. It's fun. I don't ever call anybody, but it's super fun to have. And I'm just dialing stuff for no reason. That's a WWV. Yes, I can access WWV from my phone. locally. I hung up. My phone is pretty fun. You can call it if you want. I'm not going to tell you the number on my radio show. It's a secret, and you have to figure it out. And if you figure it out and leave a message on my phone, you will win a prize. And what is that prize? Well, I don't know yet. You have a lot of options. It could be a multimeter, a tape measure, some screwdrivers. Who knows what? Maybe some postcards from me. I could send you a postcard every month for 6 months. And these would be neat postcards. These would be, you know, mail art. I would make postcards by hand, make them very artistic and in my Tobe style, which people find either bizarre or entertaining, depending on your own personality. And I will mail one of them to you once a month for 6 months. You know, maybe I should just do that anyway. What else is in this room? There's a lot of things in this room that make sound, and this is one of them. This is my frog ocarina. It's a four-hole ocarina. And it sounds like this. And you can make all kinds of funny noises with it. And I have another one, except it's not shaped like a frog. It's just a big old, looks like a teardrop of frozen water. And it's real low. Hard to play because it's so big it's hard to hold. And I've got a whole bunch of bamboo flutes, which I'm not gonna play at all. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why do you have so many bamboo flutes? You know, I don't even know. I see them and I have to buy them. And then people started giving them to me. And so now I just have, I don't know, like 2 dozen? I've never counted them. And this is not the time to count them, because this is not the counting show. If you wanted the counting show, I would suggest tuning to your local PBS station and attempting to find a show called Sesame Street. It's a pretty good show. Not that I've seen it lately, but what I remember from a long time ago, it was a fairly entertaining show. Unlike this one. Now I kind of feel like calling somebody on the phone, but again, like I said, it's really late here. It's so late, in fact, that I think I hear birds outside. The morning birds, you know how as soon as it gets like an hour or so before dawn, that whole dawn chorus starts up and it's birds just being annoying, and that's when you know you're in trouble, because you'll never go to sleep now because you're listening to those damn birds. Birds make me kind of crazy when they're noisy. And I spend a lot of time in bird places for some reason. Geese. Listen to a lot of geese quacking at me. And ducks. And speaking of ducks, I got a duck call. No, I'm not going to blow my duck call right now, because nobody needs to hear any duck calls. But, you know, there's something in my brain that's just telling me that I need to scratch off this lottery ticket. Should I do it? It's gambling. Do you have any ethical or moral concerns about gambling? Generally speaking, I do and I don't. If that's general enough for you. Is this a general show? This is a show of general information starring me, and I have no information to give you at this time. Do I feel bad about it? Not particularly. But then again, It's really late. If you were to ask me at another time, I don't know. Maybe I would. I'm looking at the clock and it's telling me that I have about a minute left. So I'd like to just say you are listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. And when I say I only have a minute left, I mean in this segment. I'm recording these in two parts just to speed up transfer time and file type conversions. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, I knew you'd think so. So here to entertain you further is a bunch of random beeps. So I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, but Tobe, why are you buying scratch-off lottery tickets? I mean, you seem like a fairly educated person, and it's true. I am a high school graduate. Barely. And I do understand basic principles of math. But like I said, I got that ticket free for filling out a survey. And I'll always take a free bet. I will sometimes gamble, and I would gamble more if I had a lot of money. I don't have a lot of money, so I don't do a lot of gambling. But if I do win something with a free lottery ticket, I'll just have to laugh, because that will be very humorous to me. And then I'll spend the money on, well, I don't know what I would spend the money on. Probably junk, stupid stuff that I don't need, like a flintlock pistol. I've always been interested in black powder. Not necessarily black powder weapons, but just gunpowder in general. It's fun to play with. I think every child should have some. And if they sold it in quantities, let's not even go there. This is not a political show. Nobody's quite sure what this show is about, but if we brought back pistol dueling, I think we wouldn't need to have a bunch of other social programs in this world. And when I say pistol dueling, I mean just like you see in old movies where guys are wearing like tailcoats and they both have like 50 caliber flintlocks and they get back to back in some deserted field at dawn and they march off 10 paces, turn and fire, and they got, seconds and everything, and it's for the honor. And sometimes you can delope and sometimes you can just shoot the guy, but let's face it, 50 caliber flintlock pistols aren't very accurate, so the mortality rate isn't high. And that's why I think we should bring it back, make people put up or shut up. And I think we'd see a lot more people shutting up. But that's just my opinion. If I had a time machine, I would probably get some real nice dueling pistols. And I'd go back in time. And maybe stay in the future, too. And then have people duel it out that I would love to see a duel it out. And I think the first person or people, the first pair of guys would have to be Ted Turner and Rupert Murdoch. You know, I'd love to be out in, you know, the Australian outback somewhere with Rupert Murdoch, Ted Turner, back to back. They march off their paces, turn, kapang! And if I was a betting man, and I think we've gone over that already, if I had enough money to put money on it, my money would be on Ted Turner. And I'd also be rooting for Ted Turner. Is that bad? I would probably also go back a generation or so in time and hand the pistols to Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley Jr. And maybe make them have their duel in the Andrew Jackson Presidential Library. And if you get that reference, thank your history teacher. If I was a betting man, I think I'd put my money on Gore Vidal. And I don't know who I'd want to win in that situation. I think we're winners or losers, depending on your opinion, either way. Going further back in time, I think, a great one would be Isaac Newton versus Gottfried Leibniz. You know, let's finally settle once and for all who invented calculus. Maybe on a barge in the middle of a river. Ring a bell, they count up the steps. 1, 2, 3, turn and fire. Changing history with a 50 caliber lead ball. And then, of course, it'd have to do T.E. Lawrence versus D.H. Lawrence, because I know everybody in the world is tired of confusing those two. One of them's Lawrence of Arabia. One of them's, does anybody know a poet or something? So, you know, I think we could end that confusion once and for all. My money, of course, would be on old T.E., and I'd be rooting for him all the way. It's not like he's never shot a man before. Maybe I'd jump ahead in time a little bit and take the guns to Thomas Pynchon and J.D. Salinger, everybody's favorite super reclusive writers. I don't know who I'd want to win or lose. I don't particularly like either one. If anybody shoots J.D. Salinger in the head, I suppose it should be Thomas Pynchon. Somebody needs to. I'm tired of psycho killers being found with copies of books and then somehow the books getting credit for making people psycho killers. I've read a lot of books. I'm still not a psycho killer. And I've been trying. Ooh, mouth's getting a little bit of dry, so I have to take a sip of my delicious, yummy tea. Ah, oh, so delicious. Oh, it is very good. I drink a lot of it. I put my teacup down. My teacup is huge, holds 40 ounces. I drink about 6 cups a day. And if you're wondering, it is an Earl Grey tea. It is a mixture of black and green teas with oil bergamot added. Sometimes I fortify it with extra bergamot. I don't have any at this time. I gotta go to that weird store that sells oil of bergamot so I can make my extra fortified super tea. In fact, I think I'll have some more right now. So yummy. Oh. Yes. I love tea very much, and I drink it every day as much as I can. And that brings me to the commercial that I hate. I didn't want to talk about it, but I'm sitting here looking at this stupid clock. I still got time to kill. And that means I got to talk about the commercial with the goat. And I find it makes me mad. Okay, let me go back and start at the beginning. If you watch television in America, and I'm sure you probably have. They might have this commercial in other countries. I don't know. I don't know what I don't know what the commercial's for. I don't know what they're trying to sell me. They're trying to sell me boobs, or they're trying to sell me a goat, but they're not trying to sell me a goat, but I want to buy the goat, and there's this horse, but I don't want the horse. That horse is talking. Okay, you know, is it Geico? Is it a car insurance commercial? I don't know what it is, but okay, first of all, Little Miss Boobs is lying on the beach in the surf in a provocative pose so we can all look at her boobs and buy whatever she's selling, which apparently isn't boobs, so I'm not sure why she's there. But then she says, and you can take it straight from my horse's mouth. And the camera pans and you think you're going to be seeing the talking horse, but it's not the talking horse, it's a goat. It's a goat standing there on the beach in the water. And then they do pan to the horse, and the horse says, you were expecting a horse, but you got a goat, and no one wants a goat. And I have to object. I want a goat. How come? Give me the goat. Okay, first of all, that's not any old goat. That's some kind of trained beach goat. I don't know what where goats are living, that they're just walking around on the beach. Some kind of island goat that is waterproof, or I don't know how goats work exactly. I don't own any goats. I've never owned a goat. I would like a goat. I'd have to get a manual. Where's the goat manual? Remind me to look that up. Get a introduction to goats book. Okay, but anyway. And I know, but Tub, once you get this goat, what are you going to do with it? Well, if I had that beach goat, I would then make some kind of panniers or saddlebags to put on the goat so the goat could carry some cargo. And I'd, you know, there'd be like little pockets in the pannier. And then I would put like a radio transmitter on one side with like a little MP3 player hooked up to it. And on the other side, like a battery. And so it would be balanced because you don't want your goat tipping over. Got to have a balanced goat. And no one wants an unbalanced goat. See, that's where they screwed up the commercial. But then just, you know, let the goat run around with this little pirate radio station going. It'd be goat radio, and nobody would know where it was coming from. And if the FCC ever showed up with their tracking equipment and their black vans and their radio direction finding equipment, you know, would they just, even if they get within 10 feet of it, it's like, okay, there's a goat. Well, sir, there's an antenna coming out of that goat. Well, you know, I don't have an answer for that. But, you know, at 100 yards, you're not going to see an antenna. And so they're just going to brush it off. Oh, it's just a goat. Nothing to worry about there. No FCC violations happening here. just a goat that nobody wanted. An orphaned beach goat. Oh, running a pirate radio station from panniers on his back. The goat nobody wanted. Yeah, so you're like waiting for the phone number at the end of the commercial to say, you know, call this number to buy the goat, and there's no number. And it's not even about a horse. Like I said, I'm pretty sure it's about car insurance. You know, all the commercials are about car insurance these days. So that's gotta be it. Maybe I'm worrying about it way too much, but nobody wants a goat. Jeez, I can think of 8 million cool things to do with a goat. But those million other things will have to wait until next time, because as I look at the magic clock on the wall here, we are coming up to the end of our time. You've been listening to me, Tobe. I am the president and corrupt financial officer of the Dubious Goals Committee. With this transmission on Anon Radio, for all our buddies at SDF. And coming up next, I think we've got MJT, so stay tuned for that, and I'm out of here.